We talk glibly about free will, but the more we learn of spiritual law, the less positive we are about the reality of human free will, says an ascended master. The master's reasoning goes something like this. Because there is only one presence, everything is necessarily connected. Everything must exist in relation to everything else. Therefore, nothing is free to act in isolation. All actions and thoughts cause reactions in the fabric of the cosmos. Impossible for actions or thoughts to be outside of the cosmic plan. We believe in omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence, don't we? Or is that concept merely lip service? With that in mind, ask yourself, where is the one presence not? Of myself, what do I think? What principles do I believe? Am I a living witness who's proving my thoughts and beliefs? The master continues, all men like to believe that they possess free will and can choose their own path. Like to believe is the key. Ready for a tough spiritual adjustment? By releasing our white-knuckle grip on believing we have free will, and by accepting that the one will flows through everything, presenting us with many choices, we can finally understand that there are no wrong decisions, only difficult lessons. That there is no need for guilt, only for compassion. That only one love and kindness heal all wounds. With that understanding, our arrogance diminishes and humility arises. We become overwhelmingly aware that we participate in creation. We begin to integrate our experiences all the way to the bone because we participate in the one omnipresence, directing the dynamic life force and will to good, all that is, which is constantly becoming all perceptible and imperceptible forms, including physical us, and all our etheric bodies. If spiritual philosophy is accurate, there are always many alternate solutions to any problem. However, reality reports that our human condition limits our ability to recognize more than one or three options. That's not really too free, considering that the choices we make determine our destiny. And it's a darn good thing we don't have free will. The present world would look like peace at last, compared to the chaos it might be if we were totally in control and freewheeling creation independently. Glad to know guidance incognito directs us exactly where we need to help create, even if we don't like it.